Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
For this lake effect storm off both lakes, really the highest accumulations by a mile really have been off Lake Ontario, so well east of Buffalo, and even east of Rochester for that matter. Off Lake Erie, the highest accumulations have really been confined to the higher terrain areas across far southern Erie County, more towards Boston, and mostly across northern Chautauqua and Cattaraugus counties, more the Casadega area, Mayville, have seen some of our higher totals so far. As the storm total snowfall, as we're starting to get reports in this morning, as people are sending in their updates, they're starting to approach about a foot and a half in a lot of spots in that general area. That will continue to be the case through the remainder of the weekend, as we see the lake effect bands off Erie still are going to be mainly focused over those areas, though the Buffalo area may occasionally see some real lower end totals from either Lake Erie or possibly even some lake effect off Lake Huron as well, may occasionally pass over the area.
Now, this has been a pretty strange start to the winter so far, where we've had some pretty significant warm days and then going right back into cold weather. When I was just looking at the weather a little bit ago, or the temperature, it was reading around 25 degrees. Are we going to be sticking with this cold weather for a few more days, or is this going to cycle right back into like high 30s, low 40s type scenario?
So it looks like this cold pattern is going to be sticking around for a little while. And anywhere in our 7-day forecast, we don't have the high temperature in the Buffalo metro area really cracking the 30-degree mark at just about any point. Maybe a little bit of slight warming as we get towards the end of next week, but we're only talking about maybe getting close to the freezing mark, maybe. Now, as for the month of January, though, the Climate Prediction Center is still forecasting below normal temperatures to persist really right through the end of the month is what's favored for our area here. So we could be in this cold pattern for quite a while. We're going to be dealing with the lake effect snow in some capacity off Lake Erie, again, in this cold pattern that's going to be sticking around for quite a while here. Still looking like the best favored areas, though, even through much of our 7-day forecast, is still going to be more of this west-northwesterly flow, which favors, again, areas east of the lakes, south of the Buffalo area. But we'll be keeping a close eye on things as we progress through the weekend and into next week.